When I spoke of that nation, I wanted the name Teto to stand for peace, not total war. I wanted my armies to bring subjugation, not destruction.
To subdue another tribe, you must strike it once and for all. Total war. Total subjugation to the paramount king. And total destruction to anyone who raises even a whisper against him. Never leave an enemy behind, or it will rise again to fly at your throat. There's no other way.
Yes, Shaka, there is. Faith.
In what?
The human being. Reason. In each man's desire to believe in himself and his fellow man.
Zwide of the Ndwandwes is preparing an attack. His army is as large, if not larger than yours. He has heard of our battle tactics and has devised others which I fear are just as effective. He has only one wish, Mama, to crush you and your paramounts into oblivion. And believe me, Mama, he won't do it with faith and reason. But if you say I've abused my freedom, I'll ask you to accept my resignation as commander of your regiments.
Microfini and Nova. Intel, one mind internal. It's the hard kill paracon. Die hard killathon, hard kill paracon. A virtuous round charm, black hearts, a Cylon. Raid them like beta, termination and translation of operations. Behead the traitors, red alert, dead alert, megawatt, megahertz. Your whole crew feel the death con and let it work. Do the best of the choice, non-nuclear. A nuclear poised bomb, hit him hard, we crane on. A drop load is palm, so they identify with Revlon. The hardback tank can't shoot rhyme and Teflon. Let not a sucker rest. It's on Voltron, collect all your rough draft rap and form a death watch. I take it to your spot, I sell my guardian angles. I never stop at triangles or throughout the higher plane hangar. Death spark, I hover over any other cracking on your atoms. Electric company, red alert is been established. Shadows in the dark are hot, the death myth ain't top, the bottom burning down, generation X-ray. Don't need some blockers, I shine up the trails of action, pages around veils and stages got you trapped in. Clapped it, hit with the 4-5-9, sick rhyme, hollow point, complex design. Multiplex warfare, I engage the first strike, thorough microphone, airborne, infrared sight. Master over craft, sell stealth and handle, drill beat on cerebral. And take him to the mandrel, and they prime me, alter gates, afford the state. Second strike, shockwave, take down the blockade. Check all degrees and damages on sectors. Vector 060, review inspector. Hold down the company and get the represent on. Battalion, tactical mind control, red dawn. Collection of enemy data and body count status. Evap the suckers and get the wounded in transit. Fortify the territories and set up the checkpoint. Nothing go in or out without my projection. I will read the sections of my mind piece.
Red alert!
Slovenia based Dot Nova, a new takeover of a 9-8 Rhyme State soldier. Triplex flight levels and exercise commands. Grid navigation's on standby demand. You belong to a force and phase above man. Star base, gray matter, omniscient plan. Contact with the rap recon. I speak on combat echelon. Divine style, third eye, Sadiq squad, solo one mind and bird eye. In higher terms, I'm black op within the access of earth. Mental, nuclear, red alert. Mental, nuclear, red alert. You have now been briefed in the divine shadow sections of my mind peace receptors. Red alert, mind terraform.
I'm a prince, 12-ologist on a hologram.
And away we go, go.
The prince, 12-ologist on a hologram. Ram, ram, easy on the cut, cut, cut. Easy on the cut, 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 cut. Easy on the cut, select, play, do it.
Check 1-2, Fat Mac, Almighty Triple XL. Coming at y'all live and direct from MacCity.com. As you can tell, still going through my little pink eye strep throat situation. So I figure I'd get on here, man, with my new cool Batman voice. Spit a little something, man. No. Alright, I don't know if this is going to be long or short. You know, projected maybe an hour of me pissing niggas off. So let's jump into it, shall we? I do realize that a lot of times when I say shit, niggas get their panties in a bunch, man, and they don't really understand where I'm coming from. They like, damn, did that nigga just say that shit? Damn, really, man? Yo, I used to fucks with your mic, but, man, you know, you real callous, you real insensitive to the plight of the peoples. All this and yada, 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 man. I keep trying to tell y'all, man, I'm a big picture nigga, and I don't pay attention to the small battles, the little skirmishes. You know, I pay attention to the overall war campaign, man. And this is something that niggas can't seem to grasp, man. They can't really seem to just grasp the concept that I'm a general in the motherfucking game, man. I don't do foot soldier shit, man. I do not pay attention when a foot soldier or a grunt get popped, nigga. I don't. I just don't, you know. And of course, it seems callous, it seems insensitive. Niggas want to know, it's like, well, man, what is your stance on these shootings? You know, I mean, what? Or how do you feel? Nigga, I don't feel shit. I don't. I just don't. It reminds me of, there's a movie out. It was called Circle of Iron. And it was accredited to Bruce Lee, man. And in this movie, there's this guy, he's running around, he's trying to find this martial arts expert named Z-Tan. And he has to find Z-Tan to defeat Z-Tan so he can figure out the riddle of life or the answer of life. You know what I mean? But on the way, he meets this blind man with a staff. And he recognizes that this blind man with a staff has unparalleled martial arts skills. So he basically hitches a ride with this, and thusly this man, he's played by David Carradine. You know, he follows David Carradine around in hopes that he can learn some of this man's skill, some of his knowledge and wisdom in the fight game, right? But the blind man with the cane, David Carradine, says, man, you're not ready to be my student, man. You're not ready. He says, yes, I am. I'm ready. I'm ready. He's like, no. He's like, you'll be too impatient. The shit that I talk about and the things that I do, you're not going to understand. You know, you're going to get angry. You're going to get frustrated. And you're going to question the things that I do. And you're going to question the things that I say. But the cat says, no, trust me, trust me. I see you have the knowledge. I see you have the power and the prowess and the technique. I just want to learn from you, man. I'm going to empty my cup so that you may fill it. So, David Carradine, the blind man with the staff, another Zatoichi character, basically says, okay, I'll take you on as my student, but you have to promise me that you will not question anything that I say or do, or anything that I tell you. That's the agreement. Can you hold with that agreement? If I take you on to be my student, can you do that? And of course, he admits, or excuse me, he submits to the terms. But as things go on, man, and I'm going to read it later on, because actually this whole story, I don't want to say it's plagiarized, but it's coming out of the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam. We will indeed come back to that, man. So basically what I'm saying is, you could consider me the blind man with the staff. You could consider me Al-Qidah, the green one, Melchizedek. When I'm saying these things to the typical nigga, the foot soldier nigga who fucks around on the branches and don't pay attention to the roots of the goddamn tree, I'm going to say some shit that's going to mystify niggas. And right from the jump, it's going to seem like some coon shit to a nigga, because, once again, you know, this is a game of wisdom. It's not a game of knowledge, man. It's about that wisdom, man. Most of these niggas lack wisdom. You know what I mean? So, yeah. When I say shit on here, you're going to have to, man, some of y'all going to have to just take a step back, and you're going to have to peep the whole scenario. You're going to have to look at the whole war campaign. You're not going to be able to just look at these little distractions, these little bullshit-ass skirmishes that you see on TV that's going to distract you from the overall situation and the overall game plan, man. All right? So it's kind of like, because, you know, I've been out here in these streets, and I know a lot of con artist-ass niggas, man. And one thing I know about the con game, a con man usually, you know, when he chooses a mark, and a lot of people probably don't know this, man, but a lot of times you want a motherfucker that's just right in the middle when it comes to intelligence. You don't want a motherfucker that's too smart, you know what I mean? You don't want a motherfucker that's too dumb, you know what I mean? Because a really smart motherfucker can peep game, you know what I mean? And the con won't work, you know what I mean? Or you have a motherfucker that's too dumb, right? And of course, when you do a con game, what you do is you lay breadcrumbs, man. You lay down breadcrumbs in hopes that a motherfucker will pick up on the scent or the trail of the con, and they'll follow the breadcrumbs to the ultimate con and get duped. You know what I'm saying? And that's where a lot of cats, you know, they don't figure that shit out, man. Sometimes when you see someone who's really stupid, you think they'll be easy to con. But a lot of people are so fucking stupid, they can't even be conned, because they don't have the goddamn intelligence to follow the breadcrumbs to the ultimate conclusion of getting conned. You know what I mean? It's the same way with someone who's too smart, man. You want someone who's kind of like in the goddamn middle, man. And that's what these skirmishes are. That's what these things are on TV. They're breadcrumbs, man, to ultimately lead you to a certain sort of conclusion. You know what I mean? Once you understand that shit, then you'll understand why Melchizedek Al-Qidar, the green one, the blind man with the staff, doesn't pay attention to the skirmishes. Doesn't pay attention to the racial fuckery that's being plastered on TV. So whether you're asking me, do I believe that these incidences are false flags, or are they real? It's immaterial and it's irrelevant. What I can say, and me and Tony have impressed this upon y'all, they are all meant for a PSYOP. They're all psychological operations. All of them. Irregardless of if they're actual real situations are fake or manufactured. It's irrelevant. If the shit comes on TV, they want you to see it. They want you to pay attention to it. And ultimately, they are breadcrumbs to lead you somewhere you really don't want to go. Okay? So when I come on here and I tell you I don't give two fucks about this shit they putting on TV, how can you say that? Why would you say that? What about your people? Fuck out of here with that shit. Number one, I'm on some shit where my people are intelligent people. My people are people who share my thoughts, my opinions, my values. My people, I don't choose my people by color. I don't. You know what I mean? And I know what you're saying. Shit. Well, when the white folks come get you, nigga, too late. I'm already between a rock and a hard place. I'm a man without no nation, nigga. I already know that. But shit, I'm going to stand on principle and truth alone. That's what I'm going to do. Shit. I understand the fact that I'm doing things that all holy scriptures tell me not to do, man. Right? They're telling me, leave the common man to his own devices. Let the blind lead the blind. Because when it's all said and done, whether the common man is white or the common man is black, ultimately they will crucify their own saviors. And they will cannibalize their own. They always cannibalize and crucify those who mean them well. Don't even get me started on my prison shit. When I was trying to do the right thing. You know what I mean? And it just blew up in my goddamn face, man. It was just no helping. Jordy of them niggas.
My name is Cord. I'm looking for a great martial artist called Z-Tan. There's a bee near your nose. Who are you? Last night I saw you perform miracles. If Zetan's skills are even greater than yours, I'm not ready for them. With all my training in both my eyes, I couldn't survive 1 second against you.
My skills are not there to impress you.
I've got it. Now I know. You're Z-Tan. I'm the one who's blind.
Are you Z-Tan?
Whatever you think I am. Or want me to be. I am.
Be my teacher. Explain what you do. I want to practice.
Tie two birds together. And though they have four wings, they cannot fly.
Well, I'll just follow you and watch. And I won't annoy you by talking. I can be silent, believe me.
They say Zetan's the guardian of a book. He's had it for many years. Do you know anything about this book? Know what it is? Do you, think it could be important? If a man guards a book year after year, which is more important, the man or the book?
Monkey tried to circle you, and you wouldn't let him. You kept turning.
The way of the monkey is to play the fool. While you laugh at his antics, he bites you from behind. Unmask his ego, and you expose a coward disguised as a monkey.
I'll study them. I'll watch them very carefully.
You already imitate their chattering perfectly.
Huh. I don't have any reason to fight monkeys. This lesson has no value.
One is taught in accordance to one's fitness to learn, to learn, to learn.
What's your act of fun? What's your act of fun? What's your act of fun?
I am chaos upon the verse. Interplanetary energies, been a cosmic refugee to get deep. Metamorphosize and fuck, cause my level of my bass and my treble is strictly tied in. Pure chaos, adding to the jam, not the jiff. So come along, we bring it, spread it on thick. Now some say demented, while some say it's sick. Say fighting for the justice is old politics. But heal through my beak, I reach through the streets and the mountain valley peaks for more than merely techniques. So rhythm to phrase, cosmic rays keep me open. Never catch me choking, Solomon pulls deep. Deeper, deepest, Atlantis abasement. Straight from the core, I disintegrate the pavements. Volcanics erupting blue-black. So take your mental notes as we double on back for some golly data. No more Google and no gaga. Brother turns data as we whip up new batters. Fresh off the lips like the cock wants the hen. Prepare your mind, run, tell your children. In the valleys and the seas, I can hear it in the breeze. Oh, I'm set for sun, you know we merge for the one as the no matter narrow path coming, if it's wide open range, I release the energies of mentally maintained. Evolution is the weapon and you're my target as the handle this indeed, no second guessing. I ride out this session like the god that's possessed. I'm soaking the airways with untamed chaotics. My cerebellum readings on the blink, I feel the zone. It's not the Nickelback funk, son, let's be easy. Don't rush me for no L's, kid, don't mind, I'll make them wheezy. I'm in the circle for purpose of my virtues. Primo energy, cypher does the wonders. As we build within the guild, solar one keeps it dark and funky, black booting with the suns. Of the fathers, one time for your mind. Enticing, strictly for refinement of your spine. This revelation will unlock and unravel. Prepare for travel, begin the ending. Focus precedence, non-boggle meant. Never to defuse and deter the god sent. I throw my knotted rope for the knuckle firm grip. To pull up the round for the dark sun flip. When I'm traveling the seas, I can hear it in the breeze. Oh, I'm set for sun, you know we merge for the one as the no matter narrow path coming, if it's wide open range, I release the energies of mentally maintained. Evolution is the weapon and you're my target. That's the it's the house of eclipse, first wave attack. I can feel it in my bones, I can feel it in my back. It's the down-home rhythm, so you know we rise up to do the right thing. It's time to give them what they want. As I storm in like fluids when the world's on fire, I avoid the heathen and straight praise to Aya. Enough principles, there's a vibe and a pull. Less chemicals, be my body vitals. No, there's no bull as I keep my mind full. Quite flexible, so you know it's understood. Now this is dedicated to the ones who couldn't greet me and call me devil cause I came in super freaky. Black boots, black wings is my thing. The old double D in the dark sun swing. Yes, roots man from the center of the earth. And I represent the funk through birth. Quite enough, from bird to vibe, from dark to sun. It's the freaky deaky tones of the god Tehun. And if the mortals don't get it and they don't seep in, resurrect me with my mic, I'll go at it again. It's like this son, it's like that, it's on the dark sun in. And definite the rock, it's like
another thing I like to impress upon the dull of wit is the fact that the aristocracy or the oligarchs or the global elite. They basically keep control over the useless eater class by using a state of perpetual war. You know. And this can be seen quite easily through the movie 1984 or the book 1984 by George Orwell. In that book, the elite inner party, they basically said that they're going to always subject the useless eater, the goyim, the proletariat, to a state of perpetual war. That they would deliberately get in wars, but these wars were never meant to be won. They just want you in a state of perpetual war, a state of perpetual conflict, you know. And, you know, you can see that in America. You know, you got the war on crime, you got the war on drugs, war on this, war. I mean, once the Cold War subsided with the Soviet bloc, we needed more things to go to war with. And like I said, these catchphrases in America put you in a state of perpetual war. And then once the war on drugs or war on crime kind of subsides, then you need another boogeyman. So now we got a war on terrorism, which is probably the most insidious one of all, because now everybody can be a terrorist. And it's indeed a boogeyman of sorts, where you just don't know who the enemy is. You don't know where it's coming from. So, I mean, this is indeed a situation where this is an endless war, because they can always develop and create new crops of terrorists out of thin air. You know what I mean? Whether it be the Mujahideen, or whether it be Al-Qaeda, or whether it be ISIS. And now it looks like they're going to try and make Black Lives Matter into a terrorist organization as well. Yeah. Everything's terrorism. State of perpetual war. Yeah, once again, you can check that out in George Orwell's 1984, where they basically talk about, we will get into endless wars, and these wars are not meant to be won, but basically just to keep our subjects in a state of perpetual anxiety, fear, and paralysis. You know what I mean? Gets you to waste your energy on shit that don't really mean nothing, shit of no relevance. Instead of you looking at the oligarchs, the aristocracy, or the global elite, you've been distracted. You know what I mean? And you're looking at, like I said, shit of no relevance. They're masters of this shit, man. You know? Once again, this comes down to IQ again, I know. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to deal with that shit, but I mean, Donald Trump is a perfect example, man, of how the masses, and not just black people, how the masses are pretty much, they're fucking stupid. I mean, how could you listen to pretty much anything Trump is saying, like, on the concept of the Mexicans, and you get racism out of that, when all he's talking about is illegal immigration? You know, and niggas is like, he hate Mexicans, he hate Muslims, he, you know. It's like, he ain't say shit about hate Mexicans, he not fucking with illegal immigration. Niggas lack comprehension skills, man. And once again, these niggas is going to bat, they going all in for the Mexicans. But Mexicans really don't get two shits about you, nigga, for real. Only niggas do this shit, man, you know? Low comprehension skills. It's kind of like when I was doing my hustle with these females out here in the streets, and I was doing getting them on film, getting them on camera, and I was getting them to sign the contract, man. I was telling them, look, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to limit your visibility in Ohio, in a local area, as to limit your harassment, you know what I mean? That's what I'm going to do for you. I'm not going to do any DVDs locally. I'm going to limit your visibility locally, okay? Once again, we're getting down to comprehension skills. Now, what are these bitches? What's their conclusion as soon as the website gets exposed? You said they'd never, ever, no one ever see me on the internet. No, bitch, I never told you that. Yes, you did. No, bitch, I didn't tell you that. You can read implicitly in the model release. It doesn't say that. Well, you didn't say that to me in my face when we was talking. Bitch, I told you that I would limit your visibility locally so that you wouldn't get harassed by these dusty ass niggas. I would limit your visibility. But that mean? No, bitch. It means I would limit your visibility locally. Somehow they would never ever be seen on the internet. Like, what the fuck? I mean, it's like you knew that you was going to do the porn and you knew that it was porn and you knew that porn is basically film for whoever's filming it to make some goddamn money. So how the fuck am I supposed to make money if no one ever sees the shit online? Hello? You know what I'm saying? That's why we always come back to goddamn IQ. How stupid can a bitch be? You know? And at some point, like I said, let's say just for argument's sake that I did tell him that shit, right? Once again, we're going back to IQ. Once again, let's say I did tell him that no one would ever see them on the internet. Check it out. You would think that at least one of these females would have had the brain power to say, okay, wait a minute, I'm doing a porn, right? And I'd be like, yeah. And this porn, you're taking pictures and you're taking videos, so it's quite obvious that you want someone to see this because you're making a record of it, right? Yeah. And you said that you are a webmaster, you create websites, and you're going to post this on the internet, right? Yeah. But now you're telling me that no one would ever see it on the web? Yeah, once again, this is a hypothetical situation because I never said that shit. But yeah, you think one of them would have had the brain power to say, man, you full of shit. How the fuck you going through all of this shit, going through all of the motions with the lights, the cameras, the actions, and the contracts, and then you're going to turn around and tell me that no one's ever going to fucking see it? Right? But no one would ever say that. No one would ever, you know, come to that conclusion and come at me that way because I never fucking said that stupid shit. Once again, we going back to comprehension skills of the goddamn Negro, man. These motherfucking bitches, man. They hear one thing and then they just go off on a tangent and they hear something totally different. It's not even in the scope of reality. That's not even fucking real, man, you know? So at some point, man, you know, especially when I think of black leaders, I think that black leaders, when they first start off, they almost always mean well. They want to help the people. They want to elevate the people. They want to, you know, especially when we're dealing with black folks, because black folks seem to be the only motherfuckers that need leaders. Nobody else seems to need leaders, but niggas, you know, that they don't seem to be too bright. So they got to have somebody lead them. You know what I mean? They got to have somebody lead them to and from the goddamn promised land and shit, right? So I think that most black leaders, they get into this shit. They mean well. They want to help. But as soon as they get to the higher upper echelons of, you know, the upper strata of society where they're, you know, rubbing elbows with the real movers and shakers of the planet. And, you know, it just becomes obvious that there is no hope for black folks, man. To see how black folks cannibalize themselves, to see how black folks have a low IQ understanding of what's real and what is not, and how black folks want handouts and they want, you know, motherfuckers to coddle them and baby them, and you mistreating me and you brainwash me and you know, this bitch nigga shit, man. I think that a lot of the leaders see the writing on the wall, and they just, you know, they just come to the conclusion that most niggas, the majority of niggas, is just gonna be cannon fodder, man. I truly believe that shit. I don't think that they really have a high opinion of black people in general. You know what I mean? I think they just kind of like, I think they've been approached, you know, especially when you talk about cats like the Boulay. You know, people get all in their tizzy talking about the Boulay, how traitors they are, how they against black people and shit. I think, you know, these cats have been in the mix for so long, and they've seen how black folks get down for so long. They basically thrown their hands up and said, you know what, man? I'm cashing in my chips, man. I'm gonna let these niggas be niggas. And I'm gonna get some of this cheese, man. I'm gonna get some of this get back, some of these kickbacks from this white devil, man. And, you know, I'm gonna sip pina coladas on a beach somewhere in Tahiti. And fuck these niggas, man. You know what I mean? 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 Get in, man.
Why? This time I'm leaving.
You must stop making promises.
This is more than a promise. Now that I'm free of you, I'm free to ask questions. Explain yourself. What did you mean by kicking in the ferry boat?
Of the two of us, you are the one who is blind. Blinded by what you see.
I want an answer, not all this philosophy.
I damaged the boat because if I hadn't, the soldiers would have used it to cross the river, and the old man and all his family would have been killed. Achieving his happiness, perhaps.
But how did you know the soldiers were coming? Did you hear them?
No.
The stone wall. Why did you stop to repair it?
There was a bag of coins partly exposed in the stones. I repaired the wall so the soldiers wouldn't find it and steal it, leaving the widow and her children without means.
You couldn't see the bag. Did you smell it?
No.
The boy. Explain the boy.
The boy.
You mutilated a boy. You broke his nose. A beautiful boy.
Too beautiful. He was a tyrant. He would have grown up to be worse. I freed his parents from their bondage to his beauty.
Ah, you didn't even touch his face. How'd you know what he looked like? Did you sense it?
No. But I freed his parents, and the boy too. And now, I free you of me.
Well, I haven't finished yet. You didn't hear the soldiers. And you didn't smell the bag. And you didn't sense the boy. I want an explanation.
I knew.
How? You were through here before.
How many times?
Yeah. Come on, get down, get down, get in all around like this. So come on. Yes, yes. I crushed the whole set and reconstructure my surroundings so it can conduct my wreck. Pure stupidities, my dome will submit. Transmitting spells spit with five senses on the mix. No match, like dark smoke spewing through the stack. Turning back, the overload, return of cloud black. Yes, zero guest, mental arrest will progress. Nothing less than pure madness. Behold, evolution, verbal usage. Blowing fuses, I give my speakers that abuse hit. Next levels means the next plateaus. Bro J will flow and no more tiles shall roll. See, no competition and no games. First bat, it's the dark sun. Yes, the one's ill batch.
Together we stand,
together we bend. All the forces and the brackets, let the cells extend. Release the inner essence as the vibes digest. We conjure energies, let it flow in like this. Eclipse the house, cause Vibo Magi comes to turn this house. So keep willing for ride, I'll go on past the dawn. Bible beast, summoned to release. Canada cool grease, lets me slide through the crease. Don't come to claim no games by no MC number one or MC number two, because you know how we do. Like pedal to the metal, like highs to the tweeter. Like scribble to my pad, always get a little steeper. I talk to my elders, they tell me bring it deep, son. Bring it to the woods so we can bam it on the speakers. No good nigga poos try to stank my waves. Try to yank my mind, yet they living like a knave slave. Yet I ride the universal wave and engraved on my footprints. Planet plunge down, Comet 13, sighted incoming. Swallowing your area, useless, running and bugging. Vibes will engulf your soul and put a snowball effect on your soul. So let it roll, control is like a Jedi's mind trick. Niggas be flipping their lips real quick and high pitch. I'm like grits, butterous and quite thick. Only whip by my lips when I feel fit. Soulful ascension, it means just that. So high that Mr. Jones might flip his dusty hat and kneel at the round, cause he wanna be down with the next expedition of the Dark Sun sounds. Eclipse the house, cause Dark Sun has come to turn it out. So keep it on. I got the feeling for storm. I let the soulful ascension uplift the pawns for life. Yes, yes, now freak it on to the soulful ascension. I got the rhythm and pure vibe is on. It's like this show, pure groove is on. It's like a boom boom boom.
And we can see this exemplified once again through, you know, the very crucifixion of black leaders like, you know, your Bill Cosby's. Because who in their fucking right mind in this day and age right now is going to pick up the mantle to try and save a nigga, man, after what they did to Cosby? After these niggas turned their back on Cosby because, you know, he gave them some wisdom that these niggas didn't want to adhere to, man. He finger wagged us. It's fucking sad, bruh. Shit is sad, man. So I don't really have any disdain for a black leader that's out to get his, you know, or Tariq Nasheed or Umar Johnson. You know, if you can go ahead and milk niggas, man, and get their cheese and get their money and, you know, kind of treat them greasy in the process, I kind of understand, man. I kind of understand why that is, because for the most part, there's really no respect for black people as a whole, and I don't think there should be. I think it's just too much bitch assness in niggas to really garner any kind of respect, man. Shit. And once again, niggas is always, well, you talks about us, but you never talks about the white folks. I done told y'all, man, I spent the first half of my life critiquing and analyzing and breaking down and talking about white folks, man. And then one day it just hit me, man. It just hit me. Like, it was a eureka moment. It was like, your focus is all wrong, man. You know? Your focus is all wrong. Shit. Self-empowerment and self-mastery starts with self. You know what I'm saying? White folks doing what they do. White folks is taking care of their business. Like I said, their business. Just like when I hear niggas talking about Alex Jones. Man, I thought Alex Jones was cool. Man, he be talking about fuck. Let me put a bug in your ear, man, if y'all niggas don't comprehend anything, man. Alex Jones is white. Alex Jones is doing what any sane, rational individual would do, right? If it comes down to survival of his people versus your people, guess what? He gonna rock with the survival of his people. That don't mean that he doesn't have some sort of affinity or some sort of love, albeit a small degree of it, towards other races and cultures. I believe he has that. But when it comes down to his supremacy, his people, his way of life, yeah, he gonna rock with that, man. That's first and foremost. Which it should be with you. You should be the same goddamn way, man. Shit. God damn, man. Boy, these niggas just butt hurt, man. Butt hurt. But like I said, the aristocracy, the oligarchs, the global elites, they run this whole thing just like, you know, a prison. Black folks fight white folks fight black folks, guards against the inmates, and I mean, yeah, this is a big ass prison, man. And of course, me working in a prison, I know the signs, and I, you know, I know the techniques that's used to keep control over a superior force or a superior number of people. Sounds cliche, but the whole concept of divide and conquer is, you know, that's one of their favorite tools, man. I mean, like I said, just imagine if everybody was on the same accord in America, white, black, Asian, Muslim, Christian, man, woman, child, that'd be a force to be reckoned with right there. But as long as they can keep all of y'all fighting amongst yourselves, with little shit, paying attention to these minor skirmishes, which is what they are, shit, you'll never come together and you'll never get anything done. So just know and understand, man, that none of this shit on TV, all of this war, whether it be overseas with ISIS, whether it's here at home between the cops and the citizens. Because remember, man, me and Tony have been talking about this shit for the past 4 or 5 years, man, the police state. You know, we've been telling y'all about the police state, how it's coming and how they've been training. And, you know, like I said, I'm always 10 years ahead of the motherfucking curve, man, you know. It's a long time coming, and, you know, the way they've been training you, training the cops, they've been training motherfuckers to use lethal force on your ass in an instant. You know what I mean? Shit. This shit is real. And, you know, black folks say canaries in the coal mine. And whatever happens to the Negro, it will happen to the Caucasian. You know, they beta test everything on the Negro first, then it filters out into white America, man. So all these niggas is, don't nothing ever bad ever happen to white, man. There's so much shit out there as far as cops, man, putting caps in white folks. Shit is real. That shit happens out there. It's just not on mainstream media. Therefore, you think it doesn't exist. But I'm going to get off that, man, you know. Yeah, state of perpetual war. Keep the simple-minded, low IQ Negro just worried about shit of no real relevance, no importance, to get you to waste your energy on shit that's not going to make a difference one way or the other. Once again, you Negroes, you are following the breadcrumbs to the ultimate scam, to the ultimate confidence game. So, nigga, do what you do. Watch your Fox, your CNN, your MSNBC. Get angry, get mad. Take your retarded ass out there and march. Man, do what you do, man. But once again, I'm the big picture nigga. I've seen this coming decades in advance. I got X-ray vision on this shit. I'm not about to be moved by this fucking propaganda that's on TV, man. Once again, breadcrumbs meant to lead you down the wormhole of destruction. I know. Walk it off, nigga. I know your butt hurt because somebody don't think like you. I'm out.
Like the flick slick.
What a nigga click V.
The core CM crew.
What a nigga do.
Let the monkey out the zoos on my back now. Repeat, I'm the X. A biggie, not a biggie. Past that 40 man, I'm tapping the swig. Save shit for after the gig, you dig. Buds like figs, pick out sticks and twigs. Like some pick out wigs. I chicks like a shake. Self love X, I be sex like swag. So crank up the cuffs and get some ups. Or the ziggy ziggy. I got the guts to rock the mic and grab my nigga. 1, 2, 3. that monkey shit constipated for me, Jimmy, Jimmy Rummage. Now, where my money at, fat? Living like that Ziggy from the Funniest Cat, yeah. We both be in the papers, me from pulling capers with a gat, it's like that. AKA King of these way, cock a doodle do wake up, hell up, y'all. Like a quadruple fat goose sign, swell up, y'all. See your driver that leaps is soggy. I'm bungee jump, kick your butt like Miyagi. No curls, no braids, but still wool. With my ill style, man, G's I pull. I lay lower than a limbo stick. Follow me quick, or leave alone a demo stick. Can you dig it? I roll rock. Clock me dumb in my nugget, will fly that nugget to the drum, y'all. Stun like court, y'all. I'll shadow box that ass and teleport, y'all.
Future, Winston, imagine a boot stamping on a human face forever. Winston, you are thinking that my face is old and tired, that while I talk of power, I am unable to prevent the decay of my own body. But the individual is only a cell, Winston. And the weariness of the cell is the vigor of the organism.
You fail.
Why?
It's possible. Hatred and fear have no life.
Why is hate less vital than love?
I don't know. But somehow you fail. Something will defeat you. Life will defeat you.
We control life at all levels. We create. great human nature. Men are infinitely malleable. Or perhaps you return to your old idea that the proletarians will arise. Put it out of your mind. They're helpless animals. Humanity is the party.
I don't care. In the end, they'll beat you. Sooner or later, they'll tear you to pieces.
On what evidence?
Goldstein's book.
I wrote it. Or at least I collaborated in writing it. No book is individually produced, as you know.
I just believe it. I know you'll fail. There's something in this world. Some spirit that you will never overcome.
What is it, this principle?
Spirit of man.
And do you consider yourself a man?
Yes.
If you're a man, you're the last man. Your kind is extinct. We are the inheritors. Do you understand that you're alone? You're outside history. You unexist, you unexist, you unexist.